Hey, I'm doing the top 10 Krampus movies, and I'm joined by Horror Stream Live.
Hello.
Normally I'm on his channel. Today he's on mine.
Hello, everyone. I am Gary from the Horror Stream Live, which is a horror podcast that covers everything horror. So it's not just movies or comic books or anything. It's the horror genre as a whole. So we've covered everything from horror hosts to horror comic books to horror music and so on. As long as it's horror, it has a place.
We've
And
done
the
horror
per
video games and horror anime a few times too.
Yep. And you can find us, me and Agent, both at thehorrorstreamlive.com. And the purpose of the podcast is to promote small indie horror. We do touch on the big guys too, like your Freddy, Michael, and Jason's. But the real goal I've set for the podcast is to promote small independent horror. So we do talk about the big boys because people love the big boys, the Freddy, Michael, Jason sort of stuff, Hollywood stuff. But I always use that as a sort of catapult to promote small indie horror. Okay, so here we are. Top 10 Krampus movies. So, how many Krampus movies are there, Agent?
Surprisingly, not a lot.
Okay.
There's only around, I think, 20, give or take.
Oh, well, that's honestly, to me, Krampus only became sort of well known and popular recently,
Yeah.
right? And it wasn't it that one big Krampus movie that sort of broke that concept? And after that, there was a flood of Krampus movies, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this will be more of a modern list. But you're the expert because you've seen a lot of these. So what is Krampus?
He is basically the Christmas devil. He's a demon that kidnaps and punishes children who are naughty, and basically he's the reverse of Santa. While Santa rewards the nice kids, Krampus punishes the naughty ones.
Okay. And why do you think we're just learning about Krampus now? Was it just recently invented or what?
No, it's been around for a while. Same with a few others that are even more niche, like the Christmas witch, Frau Perchter. And then there's this like French Christmas cannibal guy in like French mythology, but there's been a few of them. A few like Krampus adjacent characters. But
Evil Christmas characters.
yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, so I guess let's get started.
I've seen over 200 Christmas horror movies, and so I decided to make 5 top 10 lists, splitting them off by type because there were too many good ones for one top 10 list. The 5 lists are top 10 adaptations of A Christmas Carol, top 10 Christmas anthology horror movies, top 10 Killer Santa movies, top 10 Krampus movies, and top 10 miscellaneous Christmas horror movies. This is my top 10 Krampus movies list.
Okay. So number 10, what do you got there?
Krampus the Christmas Devil. Jeremy, a local police officer, leads a life of a confusing past, spending his current time searching for his kidnapper as a child. After other children begin going missing, Jeremy pieces together the truth and realizes that his childhood kidnapper could be a creature of ancient Yuletide lore, Krampus, who is the brother of Saint Nick and punisher of children who performs acts of unspeakable evil without repercussion. Can Jeremy kill Krampus and prevent more missing children?
So, in what you just said there, Krampus is Santa's brother?
Yeah, in this one. Not sure if he is in the mythology too. I just know he's a Christmas demon.
Right. Okay, well, let's check out the trailer.
Chasing these missing kids forever. That's all I do anymore. Now, if this guy follows the same pattern, he's gonna stop Christmas Eve night, and we're gonna lose him. We have to get him right away.
We're here to help, Beth.
Okay. Well, that looks pretty low budget and creepy. Why did this one make the list? What's your favorite part?
Mostly the Krampus in it. It
What
was
about him?
literally the way they designed him.
Oh, you like I will say that what I saw. Interesting you say that because I was thinking, well, this guy looks pretty stiff. But then I saw his jaw move, Krampus's jaw move, and I was like, okay, well, there's some motion there. I don't know exactly what the full out is going to be, but that's one of the biggest complaints of my favorite Krampus movie. And let's be honest, it's the only one I've seen, but I really liked it, and it was just called Krampus. It's probably on your list. We'll see where my I guess the most popular Krampus movie falls on your list soon. But anyway, that's one of the biggest complaints about that movie is that Krampus is stiff. He's just kind of like a mask, but a clay mask that doesn't move. And I would agree with that. I think it was fantastic, and the look of Krampus is amazing, but it was just still, and it was the exact same in every shot. So it's kind of like, oh, it was very good, but a bit weird that it didn't move. But at least in this one, it looked cool and it moved a little bit, at least. So yeah. Okay, so what do you got for number nine?
The 12 Slaves of Christmas, a Christmas horror anthology. 12 of the world's leading indie horror directors bring you 12 twisted tales of terror with a Yuletide twist.
Oh, that's great. See, you know even way more than I do. That would be great. So again, I guess this was a great one to explain the horror stream live. You know, our purpose, our goal is to promote small indie horror content creators. And looks like you're doing it. Okay, so let's check out the trailer.
Yeah, I know this one. Think you might know this one.
What?
La 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 la.
No. Oh!
Time to visit Santa's Grotto.
Grotto?
Judgment Day.
That didn't really show any of the segment aspects of that movie.
I'll say. Was that just one segment?
Yeah, that was literally the interlude segment, because it's basically Santa going around killing people while different things happen. Then it cuts off to a segment, then it goes to Santa again. Segment, Santa.
Yeah, I thought this was... I was like, I'm wondering if this is the actual movie. Because it seemed like all one, but then they started re-showing it, and I was like, okay, this is just a funny trailer, that's
yeah.
all. And look at their logo. Can you see it? It kind of looks like Warner Brothers, but it's UP instead of WB.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, so this is like an ultra low budget.
Yeah.
It's almost like... segments that YouTubers, you know, kind of just would do for fun.
Yep.
And then, you know, get all together. Bless you.
Yeah, thanks.
Would get to put their energies together to sort of put it in a film. And by the way, in season 6, whenever it happens, I'm planning on doing that too. That's what I'll be doing. So I'm going to be like one of these ultra amateur, I guess, performers of sorts. And yeah, who knows when season 6 will get underway, but that's my plan too. So yeah, so cool. So cool. What do you got next for us?
Nightmare on 34th Street. A mysterious and psychopathic Santa Claus visits a small rural town with a bag full of unusual gifts and twisted holiday stories. This is another anthology one, and like the other one, it's kind of known for the Krampus segment, or at least that's the best segment in it, in my opinion.
So this is like a twist on A Nightmare on Elm Street? And
like
or
night on
Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, Miracle on 34th Street is more what the twist of the title is, but it's like they changed Miracle to Nightmare.
Okay, let's check out the trailer. Oh, Wild Eye. I know them.
Do you want to hear a Christmas story? Like one you've never heard before. We'll be right back.
So that was a bunch of money shots put together, and which is, to me, it's kind of cool that they don't give away the movie or any of the segments. They just sort of show you images. And it's like, are you interested in these images? Then watch the movie. I like that. So number 7 on your list.
Krampus the Return.
Go ahead.
After Lisa's brother mysteriously dies, she and her college friends go to her family home for answers. They are shocked to discover that his killer was none other than the Christmas demon Krampus.
Okay. Let's check out the trailer.
Krampus is real. Whether you accept him or not. Not tonight!
Merry Christmas, Harold.
Have you heard of the legend of Krampus?
Come and terrorize these kids. Around Christmas time or something like that?
Krampus is a vicious and disturbed creature. What is it? What the hell is going on? The only way to be rid of him is to run. Run for your life.
Interesting. That is Krampus the Return. No relation to the Krampus movie, right?
Nope.
Okay. So number 6, what have you got?
Krampus Unleashed. In pursuit of buried treasure, a group of fortune hunters unearth an ancient demonic summoning stone that holds a terrible curse and awakens a timeless evil, the Krampus. After centuries of slumber, Krampus has awoken with a thirst for blood.
Okay, check out the trailer.
There's an evil moon in the sky tonight. I've seen this once before.
This is too weird.
James! Babe, where'd you go?
I'm not liking this.
Dad? Grandpa?
Tommy, stay close to me!
Someone there?
It's comic.
Who?
Krampus!
What?
Stand by, dispatch. I'm on my way.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but a fire.
They're dead! Break the strength by whatever that is out there!
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs.
I fired a ton of buckshot, but it just kept coming.
Bullets won't kill him. Hell, an A-bomb won't. Back up. There!
Lights are turned down low.
Go, go, go!
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally
came, it's goodnight.
Shut up, shut up, shut up!
Oh, I hate to go out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home, I'll be warm.
Get out of here, Cole! Run! Run!
The fire is
set! See you in hell, demon!
And I'll say goodbye. As long as you love me so,
love me so.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That trailer. By the way, do you see these trailers before we watch them here?
Yep, a little bit of them.
But sometimes you don't see them all?
Not the whole trailer. I do watch a little bit of each trailer, though. To make sure it's the right one I'm looking for.
Yeah, I hear you. And that's the singing in that one was fucking hilarious. It's just the guys from the making the movie that were probably singing that song. And they did a pretty good job for like not being singers and stuff. That was hilarious. And I, you know, made me laugh. And some of those kills made me laugh too. And this is the key, okay? This is the key to everything. Even in horror, I want a smile on my face. Even in horror, I want to laugh. Yep. And have a good time. Now, sometimes the good time is in the just being terrified. I'm not going to lie. But a lot of the time, a lot of the fun of horror can be just laughing at the movie or with the movie. And, you know, if you've got a smile on your face, you know you're moving in the right direction. And like I said, that literally made me laugh out loud a few times, just the trailer. And it's kind of because it's bad. You know, technically, you know, Oscar, Academy, you know, the opposite of the Academy Award sort of stuff. But that's the point of entertainment, is to have fun with it.
Yep.
So remember I showed you that video about why that person hated A24?
Yep.
Horror movies? Well, yeah, it's all depressing and fucking long and drawn out and boring. And it's basically about dysfunction and depression. And it's just a real drag. Whereas something like this is fun, makes you laugh, and entertaining. So, yeah, great choice for number 6. So what do you got for number 5?
A Christmas Horror Story. Christmas is supposed to be a time of joy, peace, and goodwill, but for some small folks in the small town of Bailey Downs, it turns into something much less festive.
So this would be the title anyway, a twist on A Christmas Story.
Yep, and it's a Christmas anthology that's very similar to Trick or Treat.
Oh, I love... You know, Trick or Treat is my... Trick-er treat, not or.
Yeah.
Trick apostrophe R.
Yep.
Is my favorite Halloween movie. But Halloween is my favorite horror movie. But I have to be frank, it's not the best Halloween movie. It's a good movie to watch on Halloween, but it's not the best. Trick or Treat is, I think, a better Halloween movie because it really dives deep. Let's be honest with Halloween from 1978, John Carpenter's Halloween. It's just a serial killer movie that sort of takes place on Halloween. You could say that when Michael Myers was a kid, Halloween sort of triggered him to do the shit to his sister. And then he just continued. He returned to do the shit on Halloween after he broke out of the asylum. But Halloween was kind of not very important. It was incidental. It was kind of in the background. It was just the day. It's same thing with Black Christmas. I'd say the same thing about that is it's not really a Christmas movie. It just happens to take place on Christmas. I love the movie, don't get me wrong. The original anyway. And it's fantastic, but it's not really a Christmas movie. Like, it's not about Christmas or anything. It just takes place on Christmas. But anyway, let's check out the trailer for A Christmas Horror Story.
Merry Christmas!
Christmas. Most magical time of year.
Now tell me you will find the perfect Christmas tree.
It's Christmas. Christmas is all about forgiveness and family and tradition.
Santa, lots of kids are depending on tonight going off without a hitch.
But in Bailey Downs this Christmas, It's different.
Exactly 1 year ago, last Christmas Eve, the school was the scene of an unimaginable crime.
And you still want to go down there just for some stupid school assignment?
Like, is there any door in the school?
This is Krampus, right?
What's a Krampus?
He's like an anti-Santa Claus. A demon who punishes the naughty. He whips them, chains them up, stuff like that.
That's fine.
It's the elves. I fear they may all become infected. How did it all come to this?
We're trapped down here, and there's a psychopath on our loose.
Bring the changeling back to the forest. That ain't his son.
Did you not see what he did?
The atmosphere here in Bailey Downs is truly grim this holiday season.
Oh, Canada. That's a Canadian movie. Did you notice that?
No.
So, whenever there's that big Canadian logo at the end of a... That means that they helped... They put money into it, which pretty much every Canadian film has to get subsidized by the government, and they do. It's just like America, let's be honest. The tax breaks and all this kind of stuff, they get subsidized. But anyway, Canada, when it's a Canadian production and they put money into it, they'll only put money into a Canadian production. I guess one of the trade-offs is they get their logo at the end, the official Canadian logo at the end. So when you see that. But anyway, and, you know, William Shatner is Canadian, so that was... He does mostly American stuff, but that was a bit of a hint as well. I didn't know that this movie looked so good. I heard about this a long time ago, but I never sort of looked into it or what have you. But it looks really fantastic.
It is. Remember, like I said, it's basically the Christmas equivalent to Trick or Treat.
Wow. So anthology... Multiple stories.
Yeah, all taking place really in the well same done. Town with a little bit of overarching stuff in the background.
Cool. So that seems like a must-watch for a Christmas horror, a Christmas story. A Christmas horror story, sorry.
Yep.
Okay, so what do you got for number four?
Krampus Origins. The First World War rages on when a group of American soldiers find a mysterious artifact that can summon the ancient evil of the Krampus. After the men are killed in action, the artifact is sent to the commanding officer's widow, who is a teacher at a small town orphanage. The orphans accidentally summon the Krampus, and the teacher and her pupils are forced to battle this ancient evil.
Sounds interesting. Let's check it out, the trailer.
And what of your husband? Would he approve of his pretty young wife tending a gaggle of unfortunates?
Fight!
What's alchemy? Miss Lena told me about it.
It's just a bit of fun, ma'am. Potions and spells. It's blasphemy.
Who's he?
He arrived in the dead of night. Where are you from?
The servants of the divine, where the fairies had conjured a being of pure evil. We're all of us in the gravest of danger.
Nicholas!
They called this beast the Krampus.
Come for my child of darkness and do my bidding.
You can still save the children.
Here's the light shield for the darkness.
It's happening!
So old time, Krampus in the olden days. So what did you like most about this one?
The fact that Krampus was basically an evil kid that could turn into a demon.
Oh.
You saw that in the trailer a little bit.
Ish, yeah. Okay. So what do you got for number three?
Night of the Krampus. According to legend, on Christmas Eve, Santa Claus travels with a creature known as Krampus. While Santa rewards the good children, Krampus punishes the naughty. But that's just a myth, or is it? When the naughty kids of a suburb begin to vanish in the weeks leading to Christmas, all evidence points to the creature's existence. In this follow-up to The Night Shift, it's up to supernatural investigators Rue Morgan, Claire Renfield, and skeletal sidekick Herbie West to solve the mystery, save the children, and face off against the deadly Krampus.
I recognize a lot of what you just said there, including the title. But I initially thought Night of the Demons, so this would be a twist on that. But so much of what you read there is like, I know and understand, which is kind of interesting. Let's check out the trailer.
Kids in the area. All on the proverbial naughty list, no sign of forced entry.
Santa's gone postal.
You're not far off. He's called Krampus. Santa rewards the good kids. Krampus punishes the wicked.
You know what's
so
kind
you like
of
about
funny?
That, one?
That what? Is a short film, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, the full movie is only about 30 minutes. And the best part of it is the wisecracking skeleton puppet.
So, this follow-up to The Night Shift, you know that, do you know what I'm talking about when you said The Night Shift here?
Yeah, what I'm assuming the, like, Romanian vampire clown movie.
Oh, no. Is there... What's that?
Pretty sure there's a movie called The Night Shift that's, like, vampire clowns from Romania attacking people.
Oh, geez. Well, I was thinking of a different Night Shift. Stephen King's Night Shift. Where the giant... Well, anyway, it's about rats.
Yeah, that movie... No, that's not... The one with the rats is not Night Shift. That's Graveyard Shift.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I was wrong. You're right. I was close. And then Rue Morgan. That's the Rue Morgue, right?
Yeah.
And the Rue Morgue actually comes from something, too.
Yeah, it's a really old horror movie from Universal, Murders in the Rue Morgue.
Yeah, but I mean, the Rue Morgue is many things, actually. It's a magazine and all sorts. And then Claire Renfield, that sounded familiar. But I couldn't place it. But it sounded familiar.
Renfield from Dracula.
Right.
Yeah, it's a Dracula Claire? Reference.
Okay. And Herbie West? You know who that is?
No.
Herbert West.
Ah.
Does that help?
No.
Herbert West from Reanimator.
Ah, now it does.
Okay. So, yeah, lots of interesting references there. But anyway, there you go. So, and what do you got for number two?
Krampus.
So, this is the one I was thinking of.
Yep. When
so, this is... pretty much the only one I've ever seen, and I loved it. I really loved it. So I'm glad it's high on your list, number two.
When his dysfunctional family clashes over the holidays, young Max is disillusioned and turns his back on Christmas. Little does he know, this lack of festive spirit has unleashed the wrath of Krampus, a demonic force of ancient evil intent on punishing non-believers.
Okay. Yep, this is the big Krampus movie. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Okay. The big Hollywood had a big budget and big stars, and it went to the theaters and the whole bit. So let's check out the trailer.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle bells.
Merry Christmas! Looks like Martha Stewart threw up in here.
This is delicious, honey.
A little dry.
Well, mine's delicious.
Mine's dry.
Do you want to trade?
It's the It's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
With those holiday greetings and gifts.
How are we going to survive Christmas with 12 people stuck in a house with no heat and no electricity?
Or food.
There's plenty of leftovers, Howard.
Beer it is.
It's the weirdest thing. There's no cars, no people.
How long can this keep up? We heard something on the roof.
What the hell is this?
St. Nicholas is not coming this year. Instead, a much darker ancient spirit.
Those are hooves. Elk or a goat?
What kind of goat walks on its hind legs?
His name is Krampus. He and his helpers did not come to give, but to take.
Everybody, hold on to each other.
He is the shadow of St. Nicholas.
So yeah, that was the big budget Krampus movie, and it was real. I loved it. I am worried that we are only kind of getting anti-Christmas movies these days, like the past so many years, like decade or so. It's all sort of anti-Christmas, and that's because we're switching over to a communist country, or countries. And that's sad, and it kind of pisses me off and all this kind of stuff. I do like Christmas horror, but we should have the positive Christmas movies as well, and we're not getting them. Hollywood just refuses to make them anymore. They have to be ultra woke and anti-religion, and you know, you have to be anti-Christian. And of course, Hollywood, being the prostitutes that they are, they just do what they're told, and it in front of any camera, whether it be the movie camera or just the media camera, they're all going to play the game the way that they're told to play it. And then they have their own individual lives. Me, selfish, greedy, you know, fake. but there's lots of money and fame in it, so that's all they really care about. Anyway, I am concerned about the plethora of these types of movies. However, one kind of cool thing about Krampus, well, this movie was really well done. I was thoroughly entertained. But the demon side of, I guess, the evil side demonstrates that there's a good side, right? This is something that I always tell people. I say a demon actually proves that God exists. Now, you could say that they're just warming up to abolishing religion and making religion illegal, which I agree. You know, because communists hate religion, despise it. Because they want to be the gods. They want to be the ones who are worshipped, not God or Jesus or any other religion, Muhammad or whatever. But the sort of a demon, although people might look at us and say, you guys are degenerate horror movie lovers and all this kind of stuff, and that's terrible. And, you know, I'm a good Christian and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, well, you have to look at the whole thing, because demons, you know, like if demons are real in the movie that I'm watching, then that means that angels are real and that the afterlife is real and that God is the God and the devil. So if in the movie it's a demon or the devil or something along these lines, that kind of is a pro-Christian message overall. I get it, it's done in the negative light, and that is the building blocks. That's the slippery slope that they will use for later on. But at least, you know, like The Exorcist, the existence of the demon in that movie proves that God exists. You know, that is kind of a pro-God film. Pro the existence of God film. So you can look at it that way too. And in China, for example, that's not allowed. You're not allowed any of these types of things. And nothing supernatural is allowed in, well, except for some reason, they're allowing superpowers, but not anything God-related, supernatural. Which kind of kills the whole horror, everything. But here we are, Krampus, number 2 on Agent's top 10 Krampus list. I think it's fantastic. Do you have anything to comment on what I just said there?
Nope, you pretty much summed it all up.
Yeah, see, it's good when when two people kind of agree, generally speaking, on stuff, because we kind of can finish each other's sentences. And just, you know, we don't have to repeat it. Now, every once in a while, I guess we'll have a debate about something, a movie's good or bad or something. But that's such a small little thing. But anyway, okay. So better than, I guess, my favorite Krampus movie is number 1. What do you got for number 1?
Sleigh Bells. While urban exploring in an abandoned amusement park, 3 cosplaying girls accidentally unleash the vicious holiday beast known as Krampus. With the help of Santa Claus, can these girls stop Krampus from his killing spree?
Okay. Let's check out the trailer.
It's Christmas Eve, and we're on our way to what might be the most exciting urban exploring adventure.
And you never know what dirty things will come your way.
I dare you to eat this.
My property, and I'm Santa. And that thing out there, that is no animal.
And I'm the Tooth Fairy.
I'm Santa, and that's Krampus! The devil of Christmas!
What's
What is going on?
We have to save the world from that monster out there.
I do think we made Santa's naughty list.
So why did this one make your list?
It made number one because of the plot twist at the end.
Okay. Yeah, this one looks like it's kind of a low budget booby, lots of boobs.
It was.
Okay.
It was fun to watch, though.
Yeah. So, there you go. Agents Top 10 Christmas Horror Krampus Movies. They're all horror, right?
Yep.
Okay. I guess horror is kind of redundant when you're talking about Krampus because he's already a demon. But anyway, yeah, that was a great list. Thanks for having me. Check out that list. The link should be down below. And yeah, thanks for having me, Agent.
Glad to have you.
Okay. Merry Christmas, everyone. And don't forget to be nice or else Krampus is going to come and get you.
Merry Christmas. This is John D. Hyena, Agent of Social Media Chaos, signing off.